But it would still be in a, it would be genuine molasses, but it just wouldn't be
pure sorghum.
Pure.
But it'd be sorghum cut.
Well, do they make artificial?
No, I don't believe there is any. No, there's not of that. Now, of course, you remember most all the syrups that we have are made of vanilla, the vanilla bean, dextrose, and other preventatives to keep it from sour or anything like that. How much more have you got?
Not too much more.
All of that?
No. I was just thumbing through there to
okay,
see.
Okay.
Now,
I have nothing to look back on. At least, what I'm talking about look back on, I don't mean a high gay life, but things that are staple. Like I said, memories, you know, I'll tell you about the Christmas tree box. I'm going to put those under my tree. I get that four season, Bible Garden Club gave me that four season book. And I find so many good basics for a devotional. And I like the everyday living kind. I don't like something you talk about the other fellow. What we can do ourselves.
I agree with you.
You need a Kleenex?
Thank you.
I keep them all over the place in my nose. And Johnny's the same way. Every so often, he'll grab up a Kleenex. All right, shoot.
Okay. Now, if sugar or salt or something like that was sold, not already packaged up, would they say that was sold loose?
In bulk. Now, is that down there, the word book? And you're just trying to prove that that's what it is.
To see which one, how they would have
said
it.
Okay.
Or whether they'd say loose or something, you know, something.
Well, in the 20s, everything nearly was loose, like as you call it, in the book. And they had to take time to weigh it up.
And now, on the table to season food with, generally, in the home, you'd have what to season with on the table?
Salt and pepper.
And were there very many fruit trees? Did people own?
Oh yes, fruit trees were very prominent.
And people would own?
I believe apple tree was the most prominent because there was more apples. But as they decided to graft them and bring them more perfection, you know, to perfect the crop, why they made it that way. My toe hurts. I got stuck in it.
I was just thinking, I think I would like to shake my thumb.
Well, take them off. I don't care. Just
what about? Did they have whole orchards?
Oh yes, many people had orchards.
It would
be according to the economy of the family. If they had to work for a living, they would put out more like gardens and fruit trees and things than they would if they were a white collar job.
Oh yes.
See, that kind.
Well, now the part of a cherry, inside of a cherry, the part you don't eat, what?
Called the stone. It's the seed, but they call
it
a stone.
They call it a stone. And then what did they call the inside of a peach that they didn't eat?
Well, I've never heard of nothing but peach seed. Because it's wrinkly looking. You can make the most beautiful rosebuds out of those you ever made. You can take the regular plastic leaves of a rose. And you can use a stiff piece of wire. And you can paint those peach seeds red. And with floral tape, you can work that peach seed down in there by starting with a leaf at a time and wrap it. And I saw the most beautiful. It took three ribbons over at the fair.
Really?
Beautiful.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I wish I could see one of those. Well, what about the type of peach that separates easily?
That's the freestone.
And then the one that, the other kind is?
Is
the
clingstone.
And what type of nuts would they have around here?
Well, there's a lot of pecans and walnuts, mostly. I don't believe we have, not around in Mississippi County. Why, a few people have, I know of two hickory trees, but they're not related to our county. Pecans and walnuts, a lot of black walnut. It's beautiful wood.
Oh, they use the